For MS News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly head coach Andrew Morenci, back for another season of Beverly High School football. And Panther Preview is brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best in deli platters, deli meats, and service in the Beverly-Salem area. It is the Gloria Food Store. Coach, welcome back to Panther Preview.
Hey, good to see you, Tim. Glad to be back.
Well, we're 2 days away from opening day. Team ready?
You know, I tell you, we better be, right? We're going into an away game, going into a different environment against a good football team. You know, you never really know until you get out there and get the plays going. So at this point, we feel like we're ready, but, you know, we'll see on Saturday for sure.
Let's take a step back. Last year, 9-3. Into the playoffs, exciting football, gave the people a lot to anticipate for this year. Let's just take a brief recap of last year.
Well, you know, last year was certainly a special year. You had a bunch of guys, a strong senior class who, you know, wanted to make their mark. And despite the fact we had lost some personnel from the prior year, Coach Bowers last year, we were able to kind of gel as a unit and come together. And, you know, with all the transition and new coaches and new offense and defense, you know, the kids really responded. And we really, really went on the run at the end of the year, inevitably was able to go far and, you know, win the Division II North Championship. You know, it's funny. I'll never forget. It's very memorable. But, you know, it's the next season you get started. It seems like ancient history. So, I mean, like I said, to everybody, I enjoy those times reminiscing. But when you're, you know, in the thick of the next season, it seems a long time, far away for sure.
Now, Bill Belichick certainly lives by that credo. Last week was last week's game. We're on to the next one.
So true. I mean, right now, I just worrying about today's practice, and you know, that's the life of a football coach. It's the life of a football player. It's day to day.
Okay, you lost. Like you said, a lot of seniors, a lot of senior leadership. I interviewed the captains yesterday. Boy, they're an impressive young group of men.
I tell you, last year's juniors and this year's seniors are really a hardworking core. You know, they're not as flashy, but they get that lunch pail mentality, and they just come to work, and they want to make their mark and distinguish themselves as a football team. And you really see that early on. They know the task at hand is going to be difficult. Coming off a banner year, you're looking at teams kind of putting us as their bullseye, and getting teams kind of playing up, seeing if they can beat the Panthers. And, you know, so far these kids have been up to the task. You know, they're working hard, and they've really had a strong summer. We're hoping that play pays dividends.
You know, certainly Phil Stacey's article the other day talking to all the area coaches about what they saw as important for the game, and a number of coaches, of course, their quarterback. But right behind that was offensive and defensive line. The play of both or one line was critical to a team's success. Looking at the description of your team, you've got a lot of big guys coming back on those lines.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a different look from last year. Last year, you know, we were kind of green in the line, and this year, you know, some of those kids who got their first experience now are coming back. So you're definitely going to see us with most of our experience in the offensive and defensive lines, and we get some decent size, no doubt about it. So it does. It's true. Football, you know, ideals say football tenets are, you know, if you're strong in the lines, you got a shot. So we're hoping that plays out this year as well.
Who are you looking for to stand out this year? For I know it's tough. It's early in the season. A lot of guys are still vying for positions. Who do you see as some of your early season leaders?
Well, you know, I think that you start in the backfield, and we got a pretty good 1-2 combo with Amir Al-Sharafi and Clayton McAlpine as our fullback, tailback tandem. And I think that those guys, you know, they're two starters from last year's championship team. I think that they're going to be pretty strong and formidable. And then, of course, you have our two quarterbacks who are working hard, Ryan Bauer and Nick Berry. Both bring kind of intangibles, their own specific and distinguishable intangibles to their position, and I think they complement each other well. So we don't look at that as kind of a negative. It's more of a positive. We feel like we're stronger than the quarterback position than we thought coming in. And then, of course, you talked about the offensive and defensive lines. You got the Paulo Fiches and, you know, Billy Shaws and Ben Ames and Nick Gonzalez as a captain, Billy Woolley. You have a lot of interior linemen who are looking to make plays and get on the field. And certainly a tight end position is strong with Bobby Adams and Tyler Gary and Foster Smallman. We got some good tight ends this year.
What have you heard about Lynn English?
Lynn English is tough, man. I tell you, Lynn English has a 3-year starter quarterback, and he's for real. He's a real deal. He could be one of the best quarterbacks we face all year, and unfortunately, we get him week one. You have the offensive and skill positions are loaded at English. And, I when I look at some of those D-backs and offensive backs, you can tell that's the strength of their team. So we feel like we're going to have our hands full. We're going to go on this and trying to do the best we can, but English is definitely, they're a formidable crew.
Okay, Coach, I'll get the team waiting for a new field. I'll see you on the field after Saturday's game.
Tim, I really appreciate your time. I'll see you then. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great. That's Menendo Morenci, head coach of the Beverly Panthers football team for MSO News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this interview is brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.